Good evening. Tonight's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima for Tzipora Bas Shosha Rezal Yocheved and O Yeshua for Adina Bas Chana Sara, Rav Elad Shabi Bori Vesholem Bechol Ramah Chavim Rishisagidim. This week we read Vayigash. Tonight is Hey Teves. Hey Teves is mentioned in Tanakh and Yecheskel, but that was the day, as it's hinted in the Slichas of Asara B'Teves, that the news concerning the Churban Beis Hamikdash arrived in Bavel. That's when they found out that the Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed months before. It took months until the news came, and it was considered like a Tisha B'Av, that was Yom Shemuah, when they heard about the Churban. Teves, we know, is a difficult month. If we're going to be saying it in the Slichas this Sunday of Asara B'Teves, we say Yerach Teves Ma'od Lo Kisibo. The month of Teves was a month in which many, many tragedies occurred. Beginning this coming Friday, Ches Teves, when the Torah was translated into Greek, was forced to be translated into Greek by Talmai, who was the Greek king. This coming Shabbos is Tes Teves, which is the Hilula of Ezra HaSofer, which was considered a very tragic event, because on that day, prophecy comes to an end. And then Asara B'Teves. These are called the Shloshes Yemei Afela, the 3 days of darkness, Ches Tes Yud. Ches Tes Yud Teves, which this year, Shabbos falls out smack in the middle of these 3 days of Choshech. And we read Vayigash as we leave the Yom Tov of Chanukah and we enter into the dark nights of Teves, into this difficult month, the month of Dan, Ubnei Dan Chushim, as it says in this week's parasha. Chushim was deaf and probably also mute, deaf and dumb. Ne'elamti dumia, he wasn't able to speak or hear, which, in contrast to Yehuda, which is the first of all the Shvatim, the greatest of the Shvatim, which is Chodesh Nisan, Yehuda is the one who speaks. Yehuda is the one who sings. Hapam Ode Es Hashem. That's why he's called Yehuda, as Leah said. Now I sing to Hashem. Yehuda is the month of Nisan, which is the month of song and praise, the month of Pesach, the month that we say the Haggadah, Shira, Leil Pesach, Hallel. Teves, on the other hand, Teves is a month of silence. In Teves, we were muted. In Teves, Teves is the month of Dan. Dan symbolizes silence. Chushim was deaf. Deaf and dumb. Yet Chushim accomplishes a lot, despite that he's deaf and dumb. He's the one who kills Esav. Which Esav is the one who takes power in Chodesh Teves. Teves is the month in which Bavel begins the Churban. Asara B'Teves is when Nebuchadnezzar surrounds Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of praise. In Yerushalayim, a Jew goes to praise Hashem. That's where the Beis HaMikdash is. That's where we bring Bikurim, where we say the Mikra Bikurim. Every day, Leviim sang Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is the city of song and praise. Hallel V'Hoda'ah. And in Teves, the city of Yerushalayim was sieged, blocked. No one can come in, no one can go out. Bavel, why is it called Bavel? The Pasuk says, Kisham Balal Hashem Sfas Kol Ha'aretz, the Sofa. There's confusion, Balal Hashem, Bilbul, concerning the Sofa, concerning the language. Everyone spoke Lashon HaKodesh till them, everyone spoke the Holy Tongue, and then there was Balal Hashem Sfas Kol Ha'aretz. That's Bavel. Bavel, Bilbul HaLashonos. And from them starts, from Bavel starts the Ayin Lashon, the 70 languages. Teves was created with the letter Ayin. It says in Sefer Yetzirah, every month we know was created with another letter. Teves Himlich Os Ayin Beroges. Every month has a letter and every month has a mode. As the Svarim elaborate, the Reb Tzadik and Prud Tzadik and the Bnei Yisoschar, about the letter of every month, and the mode of every month, and the shevet of every month, and the combination of Hashem's name of every month. Teves is with an ayin, the letter ayin, Rogez, which Rogez means anger. Himlech os ayin berogez, the anger of Hashem in Teves, the wrath of Hashem in Teves when the Churban begins, the difficult month. And the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves is from the last letters in Kapitel Lamed Gimel of Tehillim, Gadlu Lahashem Iti Uneromu Moshemo. These four words, Lahashem Iti, Iti is Begamatria Teves, Lahashem Iti Uneromu Moshemo is Shem Havaya backwards. Lahashem is a Hey, Iti is a Yud, Neromama is a Hey, and Shemo is a Vav. Says the Arizal, that's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves, Lahashem Iti Uneromu Moshemo, which means to praise and thank Hashem. What are the words Lahashem Iti Uneroma Mashemo have to do with Teves? Teves, as we mentioned before, is a month where we don't hear praise. Yerushalayim is in a siege. It's the month of Dan. Dan is symbolized with Chush. Chushim is the symbol of Dan. Chushim is the one who can't talk. We read in the Parashios how Klal Yisrael go down to Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim they aren't able to speak. They aren't able to sing and praise and thank Hashem. They aren't able to daven, symbolized by the fact that Moshe is an aral sfasayim. Moshe says, lo ish devarim anochi. Moshe can't speak. Mitzrayim, everything is closed. Everything, there's a meitzar. And yet the combination of Hashem's name in the month of Teves, where the Churban begins, is Lahashem iti uneroma moshemo. Also, Parshas Vayigash, which is always read at the beginning of Teves, right after Chanukah, as we enter the month of Teves, Vayigash has 106 psukim, and the word to remember how many psukim Vayigash has is Yehalalel, also a word concerning praise, Yehalalel, he will praise Hashem. The word Yehalalel is equal to 106, that's how many psukim Vayigash has. Other Sfarim hinted the word Vayigash is the letters... is the acronym for Yodu Shimcha Gadol Venoru, another connection to Hoda'ah. Coming from Chanukah, Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hallel V'Hoda'ah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of praise. The Yom Tov that was established that we praise and thank Hashem. A Yom Tov of Shira, using our mouth, as we spoke in the previous weeks. But Yigash Elav Yehuda, literally Yehuda is approaching Yosef here. He's begging Yosef to let Binyamin go. And at the same time, he tells Yosef, don't get angry with me because he speaks tough. Says the Noam Elimelech and all the Chassidish Svarim, the Nesivos Shalom is Meirachandis and others, that really Yehuda is talking to Hashem. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Hagosha is Tefillah, as we find in Parshas Vayera. Vayigash Avraham, Ein Hagosha El Tefillah. Yehuda is davening, Bi Adoni, he's davening to Hashem. And he's speaking tough as well. Parshas Vayigash is the parsha of Tefillah. Vayigash is the parsha of the Achdus of Yehuda and Yosef, the Achdus of all the Shvatim. Finally, the Shvatim unite. And they all speak to each other. V'achrechein dibru echav ita. Yosef is revealed here in the famous story. V'lo yochel Yosef lehisapek. And he reveals himself, and all the Shvatim unite. And Yosef tells the brothers that he speaks Lashon HaKodesh. Ki pi hamedaber aleichem, if you don't believe that it's me, look and you see that I speak the holy tongue. I speak Lashon HaKodesh. And Mitzrayim, they knew 70 languages. Mitzrayim is the land, Mitzrayim was the superpower of the world at that time, the melting pot, like today, the United States. There were immigrants there from all over the world, and they spoke all 70 languages. Paro, it says, knew 70 languages, except for Lashon HaKodesh. So Mitzrayim is the country of 70, of the country of the Ayin Lashon. And that's why when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim this week, in this week's parasha, he comes down with the number 70, B'Shivim Nefesh. Here's the Shivim Nefesh, Machloikus in the Midrashim, exactly who was the 70th. Who was the 70th soul? Was it Yocheved? Is it Yaakov? Is it Hashem? Is some say it Chushim Ben Don, Sarach Bas Osher? They're all different opinions exactly, because if you count in detail, you'll find only 69. These are the Shivim Nefesh to counter the Ayin, to counter the Ayin Loshon, to counter the Ayin Umos that were in Mitzrayim at that time. Mitzrayim represents all the nations of the world. The first time the Torah ever says the letter Ayin, which we know from Rav Tzadik that any time you have the first letter or the first word in Chumash, that's the source and the root of it, is in the word Al Penei Sahom. The Ha'aretz Hoysa Soihu Vavoihu V'choyshech Al Penei Sahom. Al Penei Sahom is referring to Golus Edom. Amalek and Yishmael. Al Penei is Begematria Amalek, Tahom is Begematria Yishmael. And the Ayin, Al Penei, comes right after the word V'choshech, which Choshech is Yavon, and to counter Yavon, we were given Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that lit up the Golus compared to Choshech, which is Yavon, and right afterwards comes Al Penei Sahom. Chanukah served a dual purpose. Chanukah was the Yom Tov that banished away the Choshech of Yavon, but it also prepared us to be able to deal with the upcoming, with the Golos of Edom and the Golos of Yishmael till Mashiach comes. And there you have the Ayin, Al Penei Sahom. That's the Ayin of Golos Edom, the Ayin of Golos Yishmael, of Esav. Esav has an Ayin in his name. Amalek starts with an Ayin. Yishmael has an Ayin in his name. In the Parshas Vayigash, we talk about the Shivim Nefesh. The Shivim Nefesh that come down to Mitzrayim, and this corresponds to the Shivim Sanhedrin, which Klal Yisrael had a Sanhedrin that had to be Shivim, connected to Shivim Umais. But what's difficult is why after Chanukah is over. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we are zochetis to feel the light of the future, the Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, as Reb Pinchas Koretz, as Reb Keach, as the Bnei Yisoschar, Zchusam Yogin Aleinu, all the tzaddikim talk about. And one would think that right after Chanukah, we would read a parsha that talks about Churban and Golus, the opposite of Geula. Vayigash is really the parsha of Geula. In Vayigash, Klal Yisrael unite. That's the key to Geula. The key, Vayichad Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor, that was the key to Matan Torah. And the key to the Geula is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. For the first time, all the Shvatim unite after so many years of strife is in Parshas Vayigash. So Vayigash is the Parsha of Achdus, of Geula. Vayigash also means to come close. And yet in Teves, we feel distant. We don't feel close. Vayaras HaMokam Meirochek. There's a distance now. Hashem is sort of Kaviyachal Mesalik himself. Hashem came down below 10 Tfachim on Chanukah. There was a tremendous Kiruv. And now comes a time of Richuk. This is a time of Golus. And yet the name of the parasha is Vayigash. Vayigash means to come close, especially as the Svarim Taich Vayigash Elov Yehuda, that Yehuda means Klal Yisrael, come close to Hashem. We daven to Hashem. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, Smichas Geula, the Tefillah, as the Svarim talk about. Geula is Chanukah. Tefillah is Vayigash Elov Yehuda, parasha is Vayigash. And the idea is, based on the Shaloh HaKadosh. The Shaloh HaKadosh writes an amazing thing in Parshas Vayishlach. There are two psukim in Parshas Vayishlach that are related to Chanukah and to Teves. One pasuk is, Katointi mikol hachasodum mikol ha'emes asher asisa es avdecho, ki b'makli ovarti es hayardein hazeh v'ato yisi l'shnei machanos. That's the eighth pasuk of the eighth parasha, Shmini Shebeshminis, ki yodua from the Groh. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham should have Shmini Shebeshminis of Gaiva. So the Gros said, yeah, the eighth pasuk of the eighth parasha is Katointi Mikol HaChasadim Mikol HaEmes. That's the Gaiva that a Talmud Chacham has, Katointi. Yaakov, despite all that he was promised, doesn't expect anything. And he says, Katointi Mikol HaChasadim Mikol HaEmes, you did more for me than I deserve. And Yaakov is afraid that he lost out on all the chasadim, because of all the chasadim. And then he says, Ki bemakli ovarti es hayardein hazeh. I crossed over the Jordan River with my stick. And then in the next pasuk, Hatzileini na miad ochi miad Esav, ki yorei anoichi oisei. Please save me from Esav because I'm afraid of him. Says the Shalah, a short word, but on that we'll expound. The Shalah says that the words ki bemakli, Ki b'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh. So he says, the words ki b'makli is a combination of two of Hashem's name. One is Maccabi, Micha mocha bo'elam Hashem, that's the Chof Yud Beis Mem of ki b'makli, is Maccabi.
That's Micha Mocha Ba'elam Hashem. And the Kuf Lamid Yud is Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. So the acronym of Kiva Makli is Micha Mocha Ba'elam Hashem, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. That's what enabled Yaakov to cross the yard. Yaakov is saying, Kibem Makli Avarti Es HaYardein HaZeh. How did I cross the Yardein? With the Shemos of Micha Mocha Ba'elam Hashem and Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, which incidentally is a pasuk that is said every, those who say it every night before they go to sleep in Kriyas Shema Shalamita, it's also in Tfilas HaDerech. Many times it's a pasuk that people say every Motzei Shabbos. It's a pasuk that is associated with Shmira. Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, as any pasuk that has only three words. There's a minhag from the Ramban to say every pasuk that has three words, every Motzei Shabbos, one of them is in this week's parasha, Ubenei Dan Chushim, one of them is in next week's parasha, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, and the one after that, always read in Teves. In Parashas Shemais, there's also a pasuk with three words at the beginning, and that is Yisachar Zevulun Uvinyamin. You have three parashas in a row. These are the only three parashas in a row that you have in each one, a pasuk with only three words. So the Shalosh says, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, together with Micha Mocha Ba'elam Hashem, which gives you Ki B'makli, is how Yaakov crosses the Yarden. That's what the Shalosh says. Yaakov is singing Shira. Yaakov is praising and thanking Hashem. He's saying, Katointi Mikol HaChasodim Mikol HaEmes. He's thanking Hashem. He's saying, how can I thank you? You did so much for me. Ki B'makli, all I had was one stick. And that's all I had. And Ovarti Es HaYarden Azai, crossed the Yarden. The Yarden is done. The Yarden is Yorad Dun, Ki Yodua. The Yarden comes from the portion of land of Dun. Yizanek Min HaBoshan, Dun, Yehi Dun Nochashal, Dun Gur Aryeh Yizanek Min HaBoshan, it says in Parshas V'zos HaBrocha. And there Rashi tells us that the Jordan River is rooted in the portion of land of Dun. That's why it's called Yarden, Yorad Dun. In order to go into Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael had to cross over the Yarden. In order for Yaakov to enter Eretz Yisrael, he had to cross over the Yarden. The Yarden is a difficult river to cross. Lav Davka Begashmias, but Beruchnias, the Yarden is a difficult river to cross. It's Yorad Din, it's Midas HaDin. It's not easy to enter Eretz Yisrael. A person has to enter Eretz Yisrael, needs a lot of chesed. We see today, to get to Eretz Yisrael, there's difficulty. And in order to cross the Yarden, Yaakov had to come on to tremendous chasadim, ki b'makli. And in order to cross the Yarden, which the Yarden is really Chodesh Teves, Teves is the month of Dun, in order to pass through Teves safely, which Teves is a time of Sakana, as we read in the parasha, Asotan Mekatreg B'shasa Sakana. In this parasha, Rashi explains why Yaakov is afraid to send Binyamin to Mitzrayim, because for Karohu Osoin Baderech, Shehasotan Mekatreg B'shasa Sakana. Teves is a month in which the Sotan has a Shlita. Chushim ben Dun. Chushim is B'gamatria Sotan. The Sotan has power in the month of Dun, in the month of Chushim. Yaakov is afraid to cross the Yarden. Yaakov is afraid of Teves. Yaakov is afraid of Mitzrayim. We find in the parasha, Hashem says to Yaakov, Al Tira, do not be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov is afraid. And Hashem appears to him, it says in the visions of night, Vayomer Elohim Yisrael, B'marois HaLaila, a very odd expression. You don't find such an expression in the Chumash. Hashem appears to Yaakov, B'marois HaLaila, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Interesting. It says Vayomer Elokim Yisrael. First he's called Yisrael. B'maros HaLaila. Then Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. It doesn't say Yisrael Yisrael. It says Yaakov Yaakov. Rashi says Lashon Chiba. Hashem is appearing to Yaakov on his way down to Mitzrayim and telling him not to be afraid. I'm going to go down with you. Anochi Eired Dimcha Mitzrayim. Golu LeEdom Shechina Imohem. Golu LeMitzrayim Shechina Imohem. B'maros HaLaila is B'gematria Chodesh Teves. Teves is the Laila. Teves is the long nights. Hashem appears to Yaakov as Chodesh, and to every Yid before Chodesh Teves, right? Or as Chodesh Teves begins. And Hashem tells us not to be afraid of Teves, not to be afraid, but rather to be strong. We have the Koyach of Chanukah, and with the Koyach of Chanukah, we're going to be able to go through Teves. Yaakov, Yaakov. Yaakov is the lower level. Yaakov is the level of Yisrael is the higher level, Yaakov is the lower level. And Dafka Yaakov, which is the lower level, Hashem says twice, Loshen Chiba. Hashem has a special chavivas for the lower level, for the pchusim, for the lower neshamas, that despite that they're lower neshamas, they work hard to reach such great heights. Yaakov is begematria chushim. Yaakov is begematria satan. That despite that the satan has power, despite that we find ourselves in a month of chushim ben dan, chushim is deaf, mute, we don't hear, we can't talk compared to the previous generations. There's a special chavivus that Hashem has for our generation. And that is hinted here in this parasha. So Hashem says, getting back to that pasuk in Vayishlach, Yaakov says, Ki b'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh. I crossed the yardein with my stick, which is the oisius, Micha moicha ba'elam Hashem, elishuoscha kivisi Hashem. Micha moicha ba'elam Hashem, that's Chanukah, that we know, that's Maccabee. Elishuoscha kivisi Hashem is Yeshua is Hashem. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem is Chodesh Teves, because Lishuascha kivisi Hashem was said by Yaakov to Don, as we'll see in next week's parasha. It said concerning Shimshon, when Yaakov sees that even Shimshon seemingly fails, and Shimshon is killed, and he does not bring the Yeshua. He thinks he's Mashiach, but yet he can't be. He's killed. He can't be Mashiach. He fails. So Yaakov says Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. The only thing we can hope for is your Yeshua Hashem. We can't rely on a bus of Adam, even someone as great as Shimshon. When the matzav is so bad, when things are so grave, that's when a Jew cries out, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, which Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem was said in the bracha of Yaakov to Dun, which symbolizes the month of Teves. In Teves, we come on to Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. Chanukah, as we mentioned, is the yomtiv that connects Kislev and Teves, the only yomtiv that connects 2 months, Kislev and Teves. Kislev and Teves together, which Chanukah illuminates the Teves, ki b'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh, ki b'makli micha moicha b'olam Hashem, that's Chanukah, and lishuascha kivisi Hashem is Teves, avarti es hayardein hazeh, yardein is yorad don. We're able to enter the month of Don, which is the yardein, in this koyach of Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah enables us to enter the month of Teves without any hardship. Es HaYarden is Begematria B'tzivanu L'Hadlak Ner Chanukah. We're able to get through the month of Don because of the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. And then Yaakov cries out, Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav, which Esav has power in the month of Teves. Ki yorei anoichi Esav. I am afraid of him. Who is Yaakov afraid of? Ki yorei anoichi Esav is Begematria Chodesh Teves. Yaakov is afraid of Teves. Yaakov sees the future. Yaakov sees that in Teves there's going to be Churban, Yerushalayim is going to be placed in a siege. He sees Ches Teves, and Tes Teves, and Yud Teves, and Hey Teves, which is tonight, the Besura Ra that came to the Yidden and Bava, but the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yerach Teves ma'oid lo kisi boy, as the Python says in the Slichos of Asara B'Teves. Yaschalta the Puranu says, the Avud Raham writes, that Asara B'Teves is the most chomer of all fasts. He says it's the only fast that if it would fall out on Shabbos besides Yom Kippur, you would have to fast. Even Yom Kippur, even Tisha B'Av you don't. Tisha B'Av is Nitcha to Sunday, but if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, you would have to. But it doesn't. They purposely made the calendar that it should not. But it's the only fast that could fall out on Friday. No fast that could fall out on Friday except Asara B'Teves. That's how chomer it is, even though it's a short fast. Everyone, yeah, it's an easy fast, over early. But the Maisa Asara B'Teves is really a very, very chomer fast, because it's Aschalta the Puranus. It's the beginning of the punishment. That's when it started. And Kol Ascholos Koshos, the beginning is what's the most difficult. Even though it wasn't Churban yet, it was just the city in a siege. So in Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth parasha of Chumash, and in the eighth Pasuk, Yaakov Avinu is merames to us. The Torah is merames to us. In the words of Yaakov, ki b'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh, that we, with the koyach of mikom oicha ba'elam Hashem, which is Chanukah, Maccabi, Yeshuascha kivisi Hashem, that's why we mentioned in the Al Hanisim, the last word is Yeshuascha. Al nisecha, v'al niflo oisecha, v'al yeshu oisecha. Where the Eden came to the realization that we could only rely on Yeshuas Hashem. There's no other Eitzah. The tzach and the victory of the Maccabees cannot be explained scientifically. It can't be explained naturally, strategically. It made no sense that Rabin biyat ma'atim, Tmeim biyat tahayim. It's total Yeshuas Hashem. Yeshuas Hashem keherevayim. And in that sechus, a yid can cross over the Yarden. What day did Klal Yisrael cross over the Yarden? Klal Yisrael crossed over the Yarden on Yud Nisan, as it says in Yehoshua, Be'osar Lachodesh HaRishon. That was the day that they crossed over the Yarden with Yehoshua Ben Nun. What's the significance of Yud Nisan? Yud Nisan was the day when Dan sacrificed their carbon when the Mishkan was put up. In fact, that's what we learned on the last day of Chanukah. On the last day of Chanukah, on Zayis Chanukah, we learned from the Nasi Hashmini till the last, with Menashe, Binyamin, Dan, Asher and Naphtali, and then we finished Parshas Naso. So who was the one who sacrificed on the 10th day of Nisan, the first 12 days of Nisan, when they inaugurated the Mishkan? Bayoim, Ha'asiri, Nasi Livnei, Dan, Achiezer ben Amishadoi. So that the 10th day of Nisan corresponds to the tenth month, which is Teves, which is the month of Dan. And that's the day that they crossed the Yarden. They crossed the Yarden, Yorad Dan, on the 10th day of Nisan, which corresponds to the 10th Shevet. Bayoim Ho'asiri Nasi Livnei Dan. Bayoim Ho'asiri Nasi Livnei Dan is also being a match for Hashem Iti and the Raimah Mashamoi, which is the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves, the month of Dan. Yud Nisan is begamatria makli. What does Yaakov say? Ki b'makli avarti es hayarden hazeh. Makli is equal to Yud Nisan. Yaakov crosses the Yarden with a stick, and later Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden on Yud Nisan, which is the day of Dan, the day that Yaakov says, when he talks to Dan, he says, Lishuvoscha kivisi Hashem, in the words, ki b'makli. Now, when Chanukah comes to an end, and Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hallel V'Hoidah, where we praise and thank Hashem. Our mouths are open. We're open. And we were praising and thanking Hashem. And we enter Teves, which Teves is the month of Dan, who Dan is represented by Chushim, who is deaf, who's dumb, who can't talk. A Yid has to continue praising and thanking Hashem. A Yid should not allow the motto, sort of, the motto of the month, which seems to be mute, that everything is muted because it's the month of Dan and Yerushalayim is surrounded. Yerushalayim, which is the city of Shira Vizimra, which is the capital of David, and David HaMelech is the Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael. Who sang more to Hashem than David? David is from Yehuda, which Yehuda is Hapam Oda Es Hashem. The whole Yehuda means Hodah, thanking, praising, singing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, wants to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, and the only reason that he's not Mashiach is because he didn't sing Shira. Which is, Shira is a prerequisite to Geula. Without Shira, there's no Geula. Halal v'hoidah, Shira. Which is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And when Chanukah is over, one might think, one might fall into a yish, one might fall into despair and think, well, okay, now it's Teves, now it's Golos. Agolos, as we have in this week's parasha, the Ayin Golos, as the Chassam Sofer says, the Golos of Ayin, the Golos of the Ayin Umos. So the name to remember how many psukim the parasha has is Yahalalel. Yahalalel means to continue praising Hashem. The combination of Hashem's name for Teves is LaHashem Iti Unerayim Hashemoy, which means to sing and praise and thank Hashem for what? V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol ma'odecha. What did Chazal tell us? The last mission in Brachas, that b'chol mida umida, no matter what, whether it's open miracles or whether it's concealed, whether we don't see openly that Yad Hashem, whether things don't look good, a Yid has to be constantly praising and thanking Hashem. It's all good. The more we praise, the more we'll see. The more emunah we have, the more it'll be revealed. And as we enter a difficult time period, which Teves, the Acharis of the year, Teves, the time of the year, from Teves, Shvat and Adar, the Machane Dan, the Ma'aseh V'chol HaMachanos, as we enter the month of Dan, which in contrast to Yehuda was the greatest of all the Shvatim, and Dan is the lowest. Yehuda is compared to a lion, and Dan is also compared to a lion. Yehi Dan Gur Aryeh. So is Yehuda. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. The exact same phrase, praising Yehuda, Moshe Rabbeinu praises Dan, Gur Aryeh. Dan Gur Aryeh. That Dan also has the capability to rise to the heights of Yehuda. Teves can be like Nisan. Nisan is Yehuda and Teves is Dan. In Teves, Yerushalayim was placed in siege, but in Teves, we can be zeichet to the Gilui of Yerushalayim. So, Dafka in Vayigash, the first parasha after Chanukah, not during Chanukah, after Chanukah. When Chanukah ends, we learn about the Gilui, we learn about the revelation of Yosef to the brothers. We learn about how Yaakov Avinu's prophecy returns. Vatechi ruach Yaakov Aviv. Despite that, this Shabbos is Tes Teves, which is the Hilula, the yahrzeit of Ezra, who was the last Navi. After him, the Nevuah ended. Nevuah comes to an end with the demise, with the death of Ezra in the month of Teves, the month of Dun. Hushim doesn't hear, doesn't see, doesn't hear, doesn't can't talk, but he can't hear. There's no Nevuah anymore. Ezra passes away. Yet the Parsha, especially this year with Tes Teves, is on Shabbos, talks about how the Nevuah returns to Yaakov. Atechi ruach Yaakov Aviyam, as Rashi says, Sharsa Olav Shechina. The Shechina returns to Yaakov Avinu. He begins to say prophecy once again. Oid Yosef Chai, Besura Toiva. There's good news in this parasha, even though tonight, Hey Tevis was the day in which Klal Yisrael received the terrible news that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But in Parashas Vayigash, there's a Besura Toiva. And the Haftorah this week is the first Haftorah from all the weeks in Bereishis, which talk about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, and they talk about Mashiach himself, Va'avdi David Melech Aleihem, V'roya Echad Yelakut, that there will be one leader in the future. No longer will Klal Yisrael be split into two. There won't be a Malchus Yisrael. There will only be Malchus based David. As it says at the Aviyadu HaGoyim Ki Ani Hashem Mekadesh Es Yisrael Behiyos Mikdoshi B'soichem. Mikdoshi B'soichem is B'gematria Malchus based David. V'chorati Lohem Bris Sholoim. I will make a new covenant of peace with Klal Yisrael. Bris Sholoim is B'gematria Asara B'teves. Asara B'teves will become a day of Bris Sholoim. Asara B'teves is a fast day when there's no Achdus. When there's Achdus, it's a Yom Tov. Asara B'teves is one of the days, as it says in Zechariah, that Yehofchu Yomim Eilu L'Sosein U'L'Simcha. And one of them is the Tzoyim Ho'asiri. Asara B'teves is the 10th fast, the fast of the 10th month. The Tzoyim Ho'asiri, concealed in the Tzoyim Ho'asiri, even though right now it's a fast day, outwardly it's a fast day, but the Pnimius is really a very happy day. It's a day of Sosain V'Simcha, a day that will become a day of Geula, a day of Yom Tov. So as we leave Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Halel V'Hoidah, we're encouraged to continue L'Hoidah Sula Halel, not to stop. Yahalel, that's the name, that's how many Psukim Vayigash has. Vayigash Rosh HaTevis, Yoidu Shimcha Gadol V'Noira. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Vayigash means to come close, despite that there's a distance. The reason why Hashem sort of kaviyachol goes away is because he wants us to search for, he wants us to look for him. When there's a hester panim, va'anoichi haster aster, when Hashem is hiding, it's because he wants us to find him. It's like hide and seek. The one who's hiding, the game is that you're supposed to look for the one who's hiding, not to forget that he's hiding. Hashem is only hiding because he wants us to look for him. The fact that we feel distant from Hashem in Teves is because vayigash elav, Hashem wants us to approach him, and he wants us to come close to him, and he wants us to daven to him, and he wants us to say bi adoni, and despite that things look so difficult, we should realize that really Hashem is just as close to us now as he was on Chanukah. On the surface, on the outside, it looks that Hashem was misalek himself to some degree, but on the contrary, during a time of richuk, that's where a yid can be zeichet to more kiruv. Teves is also the springboard to the Yom Tov of Purim, which incidentally, in this parasha, we already have Purim. We find Yosef giving Binyamin the five changes of clothes, the chamesh chalifos smolos, as the Gemara says in the Megillah. How could it be that Yosef would make the same mistake that his father did? Because of one ksonis pasim, look what happens. And Yosef gives Binyamin five garments more than he gave every one of his brothers. So the Gros says that, if you look in the pasuk, you'll see it says, when he gave all the brothers, he gave them chalifos, it says it with a vav. When he gave Binyamin five, he gave them five chalifos without a vav, meaning the five that he gave Binyamin were equal to one that he gave every one of the shvatim. Jealousy there wouldn't be here, because in price and value, the five that he gave Binyamin were equal to the one that he gave each one of the shvatim. The only question is, why did he split Binyamin's gift into five, and everyone else got one? So that the Gemara answers to hint that out of Binyamin comes Mordechai HaTzadik, who walks out of the palace with five changes of clothes. It says, Mordechai Yotzim Lufnei HaMelech, B'levush Malchus Techeles Vahur, V'Atera Zov Gedoylo, those are the five begodim. So in Parshas Vayigash, right after Chanukah, the Torah already hints to us the next Yom Tov. And the springboard is in Teves, because when does Achashverosh marry Esther? So the Pasuk says, and it's the only time in Tanakh that the word Teves appears, Vatilokach Ham Esther El Hamelach Hashveirosh Bachoidesh Hoasiri Hu Choidesh Teves Bishnas Sheva Lamalchusoi Vayas Hamelach Mishta Godoil Vayehav Hamelach Esther Mikol Hanoshim. I mean, that means really HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael from all the Umay Sa'olam, even in Teves. Even when it seems that the Goyim rule, Esav has power, and the Satan has power in Teves. Vayehav Hamelach es Esther Mikol Hanoshim, Esther Miloshin Hester Ponim. Bachoidesh Ho Asiri Hu Chodesh Teves. It starts in Teves. In Teves, Achashverosh marries Esther, which is the Aschalta de Geula, to the eventual Purim. And why is Teves designated? Teves is the month in which the Or of Chanukah enters. Even though Purim happened before Chanukah, but they're intertwined. So the Neir of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, lights up the Teves, and Teves becomes the springboard that prepares us for the upcoming Yom Tov of Purim. Ba'chodesh ha'asiri hu chodesh Teves is b'gematria Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmeinoyu Bonav. The Yom Tov of Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmeinoyu Bonav illuminates the chodesh ha'asiri hu chodesh Teves. That's the phrase that the Pasuk in the Megillah describes Teves. As the Gemara says, Yerach Teves is an asina. It's a time when it's very cold. That's why Esther was attractive to Achashverosh. Yerach she'aguf nehenem min aguf, as the Gemara says. Asina, it's a cold month, a cold time. Compared to Chanukah, we were sitting by the menorah and warming up to the Neiros, and now comes the cold, stormy, snowy nights of Teves, as we see literally outside. But we have the warmth of Chanukah to help us into the Teves, which eventually leads to the Yom Tov of the Yom Tov of Purim, as we read next week in the parasha in the bracha to Binyamin, Vilo Erev Yechalek Sholol. So Rashi says the Erev is Nevuchadnezzar, when Mishetishka Shimshon Shal Yisrael Alidei Nevuchadnezzar, which is Asara B'Teves. Erev is Rosh Teves, Roas Asara B'Teves. That's Erev. And then comes Yechalek Sholol. Yechalek Sholol, Rashi says, it's Mordechai v'Esther, that I'm a Chalek, the Sholol of Haman. So from Asara B'Teves, we're preparing already for Purim. But really, if you think about it, it's tonight. Tonight, Hey Teves, which is really the first tragic day in Teves, is 70 days to Purim. Sounds like a long time, but before you know it, it's here. There are 70 days between the first letters that Haman send out that the Jews should be wiped out till the second Igros, from Yud Gimel Nisan to Chav Gimel Sivan. It's known that the period of 70 days, like in Parashas Vayichi, next week we're going to read about the 70 days between Yaakov's Petira and his burial. And this week about the Ayin Nefesh, the Ayin Umayis, the Ayin Lashain. From tonight there are 70 days to Purim Shushan Purim. Most are not really thinking about Purim right now, but as soon as, when Chanukah comes to an end, a Yid prepares from one Yom Tov to the next. And when Chanukah is over, we're getting ready for Purim. And in between, of course, we have the special weeks of Shavuavim that are coming up, that connect Chanukah to Purim, connect the time of V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. For that reason, perhaps, the Torah put Vayigash after Chanukah. When Chanukah is over and one thinks that the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach is gone for this year, we experienced it for 8 days. Hashem gave us a taste. Unfortunately, we didn't use it properly, obviously, if we're still in Golis. And that's it. So right after Chanukah comes Vayigash. In Vayigash, you have the Oirei of Melech HaMashiach. You have Achdus of Klal Yisrael. You have the revelation of Yosef to the brothers, which is a metaphor to the revelation of Mashiach, to the revelation of Hashem. When Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Oy lanu miyayim hadin, it says, Oy lanu miyayim hatoicheichem. If the Shvatim were embarrassed from Yosef, that says the Medrash, imagine the embarrassment if one is not prepared for the Yayim Hadin when Hashem reveals himself to the entire world. So in Vayigash is the parasha of Gilui. Here's the Gilui of Yosef to the brothers. Here's the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, which is the prerequisite to Geula. Yahalaleel. We enter the month of Teves, where the combination of Hashem's name is Gadlu LaHashem Iti in the Rayma Moshemai, to continue praising and thanking Hashem, even for that which we don't understand. Because eventually we will. Just like at the beginning of Vayigash, the Shvatim are in the worst predicament. They have no idea what's going on. It makes no sense why Binyamin is going to be taken as a captive. They can't figure it out at all. It's not Mida Keneged Mida. Binyamin didn't do anything wrong. And then in a flash, Yosef says, Ani Yosef, and everything is understood. The same way we feel today, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, in Ikvus of the Ikvus of the Mashiach, we don't understand anything, anytime, Yitanu Yodea Admo, as David HaMelech writes in Tehillim. We can't even figure it out, Mida Keneged Mida. We don't have the leadership that we had in previous generations. You see, here, even the Shvatim are confused. That means even Gedolei Yisrael are confused. It's a very, very difficult, a very, very concealed time right before the Gilui. And then suddenly, Ani Yosef. And Yosef, it says, the Alshach says, really was going to reveal himself later. He wanted first that Yaakov should come down. The plan was that he was going to keep Binyamin, send them back to get Yaakov. That would be the only way Binyamin will be given back to them, is if they bring Yaakov back. Because he wanted Yaakov to bow to him, not knowing that he's Yosef. Then he can't bow to him if he knows he's his son. He can't allow that. So he figured Yaakov will come, not knowing who he is, and then the dreams will be fulfilled. That's how it had to be, and then eventually he'll reveal himself. But Vayigash El of Yehuda, Yehuda begs, be Adoni, and because of that, Yosef reveals himself earlier. What does that teach us? That there's a time that Mashiach has to come, and there's a time that he can come even earlier. The time he's supposed to come, he'll come no matter what. But if we do Vayigash El of Yehuda, if we daven and beseech Hashem, and if we have Me'ached, if there's Achdus of Klal Yisrael, like over here, and Yehuda is Maisa Nefesh for Binyamin, Ki Avdecha Orav Es Hana'ar, when Yehuda sees that a Yid could be Maisa Nefesh, even give away his Olam Haba for another Jew, Yosef says, now it's time to reveal myself. When Mashiach will see that we're all Be'achdus, that we will give up everything for another Jew, for another community, for another, and tolerate every Yid, and daven to Hashem that we really want the Geula, then the Geula can come even before it's supposed to happen. Like over here, V'lo yochel Yosef lehisapik, ha'v'yochel, Hashem won't be able to control himself anymore. Hashem won't be able to hold it in. He'll have to reveal himself before he was destined to reveal himself, which is the Ace case. Vayigash, therefore, is a tremendous parasha of Nechama, right after Chanukah, taking us into the month of Teves, which the parasha itself says, don't be afraid. Hashem says to Yaakov, don't be afraid. The Torah is telling us, don't be afraid of Teves. Extend the Chanukah into Teves. Keep a makli of Artias HaYarden Azeh. You'll be able to cross the Yarden, which is done, which is Teves, and enter Eretz Yisrael. The interesting thing is, Teves is the month in which the Golus begins, which is the exile, which is leaving Eretz Yisrael. Yet Yud Nisan, which corresponds to Dun, was the day where the Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, which that means that Teves, which Teves was the month of Churban, is destined to be a month of Geula. It's a different time. We'll go more into Teves. Time doesn't allow it for now. We should be zeichet to the Giloi Vayigash El of Yehuda, as Begamatria David ben Yishai, as the Svarim tell us. We should be zeichet to the Giloi of David HaMelech, of Malchus Yehuda, as it says in this week's parish, this week's Haftorah, when both segments of Klal Yisrael unite. There's no more Machloikas. All of Klal Yisrael are united as one, and we all experience the great Giloi of Ani Yosef. As it says here in the parish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Ani Hashem Aleikeichem, and all our questions are answered, and all the tzaras are over, and everyone has a Yeshua, and it should be immediately soon. Good evening.